again.
I think, you know, last week they had their first football scrimmage up in Prescott, and I stopped and got two of the Little Miss Barbecue burritos, one for me, one for Amanda.
Did they make it up to, all the way to Prescott?
You know, I ate half, and Amanda had the other half, and then we had the second one for dinner.
All right. Very good. Very good.
I was like, that's a score.
I want to talk a little bit about a video we received at the office this week of someone who had removed sheetrock from the inside of their house and were filming water literally pouring into the inside of the wall. And once the sheetrock was removed, you could tell, obviously, you could see the Simpson tie-down straps, the nails. It had been doing this for a while. There was a considerable amount of rust there on the sill plate and the sill plate anchor bolt. This particular situation, and many of you have it, in a stucco home, you have a little frame around your window that pops out kind of as a picture frame around your window. It is pretty common for that not to have been installed and flashed correctly. So we tell people to take a look on a ladder, climb up if you're comfortable getting on a ladder, and get high, just high enough to look above the window and look down at that pop-out and see if there isn't a pretty significant crack right there where the pop-out meets the stucco wall. That is a big source of problems. The other source of problems is just leaking in and about and around the window. And that needs to be checked every couple years. When you need to recaulk your aluminum frame window, and I'm going to talk aluminum frame, that's your most popular, aluminum frame in a stucco wall, because that's the most popular. You'll take a 7-in-1 tool or a 1-inch margin trowel, and you will scrape the joint between the frame and the stucco, creating a small V. Allow yourself some amount of caulk that will allow you to purchase, allow you to hang on to the material. Don't try and squeeze a minimum 1/8 inch bead in there. Go ahead and open the stucco up where you're getting a nice 1/4 inch bead of caulk on there. I cut away at a 45 degree angle from the aluminum frame, creating a small little V between the rigid aluminum frame window and the stucco. I then take my caulk knife, caulk gun, and I cut the tip off at an angle. I pierce the penetrating sealer, and I blow that. You can blow it out with an air compressor. You can blow it out with compressed air in a can, one of those air blasters that you use on your computer keyboard. Just get all the loose dust and all the dirt out of that, especially after you've taken the time to open that V up. If you're not experienced with caulk, I would tell you try and buy caulk exactly the same color as your window frame. That way it's just going to disappear. You won't see it. You won't have to be quite as meticulous. If you can't match your window frame, then you will take some frog tape and tape it onto the aluminum frame window in a very straight line. Apply the bead of caulk. Go ahead and wipe it down with your finger. Get it nice and smooth. And then remove the frog tape while the caulk is still wet. You will have a perfectly straight line, usually, but not on your first try. But that's okay, because you can just get a wet sponge and wipe up the caulk and start all over again. By about the second or third time you try it, you'll see this really is as easy as an experienced caulker makes it look. The frog tape, don't cut too big an opening in your caulk tube, and don't try and lay too small a bead. Those are the things most people do wrong. You get a good 15 or 20 year paintable silicone caulk applied, and you'll probably only have to check it about every 5 to 7 years. A big source of water leaks in these type of rain events we've had in the desert. Romy, let's talk about takeaways for the show today. We had a packed show today. We flooded the show with information.
As it relates to water resources and water supply to Arizona, there is no real-time solution that's going to fix the problem. So the answer is our personal responsibility. Imagine that. Personal responsibility. Yes, that does exist. Reality, not only in our homes, but our business.
I didn't know it was legal anymore.
In our companies. And the one thing I've wanted to say all month long, I've kind of been sitting on it because I didn't know if I was going to say it, but I'm going to. Anyone advocating for additional restrictions, regulations, and particularly limiting population growth, I say lead by example.
Go
pack up and hit the road, Jack.
Now there's a takeaway. Jennifer, what are your takeaways for today's broadcast?
Well, there's a lot, but I am just particular to our Life Worth Living in Place segment. And so I just encourage everybody to look up mydirectives.com. It's not scary. It's quick. Do that for yourself, for your folks. Just get it done.
Well, I hope we've done something today to lighten your load, put a sparkle in your eye, put a smile on your face, put a skip in your step. That's everything that we try to do here at Rosie on the House in our effort to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend every Saturday morning.